Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning, and a fine morning it is. Here we go. What is your doctor doing, really, when you sit down across that desk? What's his experience of you? And what can you start to do for yourself that simulates the doctor's experience of you? If you were to put medicine, that doctor-patient experience, in one nutshell, it's the doctor's Sherlock Holmes. And in that hour, hour and a half, what he's doing is using 10, 20, 30 years of clinical experience, looking for the symptoms and the physical signs on your body to tell him how to solve your riddle. You come in with your symptoms, he comes out with a printout of what he observes in you. So this is a concept I want to get to you today, that basically medicine is Sherlock Holmes. If you come in and sit down, I'm looking at your eye, I'm looking at your tongue, I'm looking at your fingernails, I'm listening to the tone of your voice. I'm waiting to see those moments where you pause. I'm trying to read between the lines. That's Sherlock Holmes. That's detective work. So what doctors really do, and where this is so relevant for you, what doctors really do is learn how to read different body parts. And one of them is the tongue. In Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, all they study is tongue and pulse. I shouldn't say all they study. Much of what they study comes down to you stick out your tongue and they read the tongue. And the concept is that the body's holographic, that in any part of the body that someone examines, if they really know how to examine it, this whole world opens up. In the ideal of it, and this is the truth, we can tell everything about you from the way you walk down the street. We can tell everything about you from the way you sound when you talk. We can tell everything about you from the way your tongue looks when you stick it out. The body is a hologram, and each part, the ear, the fingers, the nails, the tongue, the eyes, the tone of voice, can transmit all the knowledge that one needs to tell you how to manage and take care of your health, to be able to see illness ahead of itself. To know, not just intuitively. So this is not just wanton guessing. This is about Sherlock Holmes. So in the interest of teaching you, my wonderful audience, what the Sherlock Holmes experience is, I decided that today we would study the tongue together. Now, you need a website. You know where to go. That's straighttalk.cc. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, that's with two T's. Go to the literature section and click on tongue and eye diagnosis. If we got the time today, we're going to get to the eye also, but we're definitely going to get through a big chunk of tongue. And what I want you to do, if you can, is get yourself a little mirror. Ladies, I know you all have a mirror. Gentlemen, find a mirror, a small mirror, that allows you to take a peek at your own tongue. Because if we can do what I think we'll be able to do over 60 minutes, you're going to get a whole lot of insight in ways you can't imagine into where your health is at just by looking at your tongue. And, of course, I've got all the pictures there. These pictures are taken out of a two-volume set. It's a book. It's a famous book written by a German woman named Kirschbaum. And it's tongue diagnosis, obviously, volume 1 and volume 2. She's a German doctor of Chinese medicine. She has her OMD. She studied many, many years, and she puts out one of the best books, illustrative books on tongue diagnosis. I love to learn about people through the tongue. I always include that in my own examinations. And one of the things I love about it, that you're going to love about it, is you can do it yourself. Now, maybe that's a secret we don't want to spread around, but the truth is, you can do this yourself, and you can watch your own tongue change. This is the great thing. You can see it change month by month by month. Now, it's a little thing, but it's not. It's a big thing. It's a simple thing, but it's a profound thing. And if you really understand the depths of it, the tongue, I kid you not, the tongue will become one of those things that's been staring you right in the face all these years that you overlooked in its significance to your health. Okay, the normal tongue. Get to the website now. If you can't see these in the literature section on the website because you don't have a computer, you can do it anyway. You just have to turn on your imagination. The tongue. The normal tongue. Look at a teenager's tongue. Look at your grandson, your granddaughter's tongue. Look at the tongue of a 20-year-old. That tongue generally will be pink. The color's pink. Not whitish, not pale, not white purple, not red, not fiery red, but pink. Just like the gums. The gums and the tongue should be the same color. A nice rosy pink. Pink in the cheeks, pink in the gums, pink in the tongue. And that tongue should be firm. Again, if you're on the website, you're seeing picture one, the normal tongue. But common sense would tell you that the color of the tongue should be pink. When things work in the body, they're not purple. When things work in the body, they're not red. They're not swollen. So the tongue, again, I'm going to teach this holographically. I'm going to teach the tongue and extend the tongue to all the systems of health in the body. That's what's really fascinating. Fascinating that we can talk about the tongue and extend it to all your organ systems. In fact, the tongue tells you where your organs are. You can read the tip of the tongue. You can read the sides of the tongue. You can read the middle of the tongue. You can read the back of the tongue. In Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, in the one medicine, biological medicine, energetic medicine, something sophisticated enough to say the feet reflect the body. The ear reflects the body, the entire body. The tongue reflects the entire body. It is no mistake that we focus on the tongue because it tells us the most. So there's that tongue, and it's pink. And it's firm. It's not swollen. Now, how you learn this is you're going to compare it then to a tongue that's red, to a tongue that's fiery red, to a tongue that's swollen, to a tongue that's puffy. And you're going to learn that by looking at the other pictures and by looking at your own tongue. Looking at your partner's tongue. Anybody else in the room right now, look at their tongue. Stick your tongue out at each other. Yes. We're all children. You got to do it in off light. Off light, meaning not in direct sunlight. Down here in Costa Mesa, it's kind of like the morning fog is breaking. That's perfect light. You don't want to do it in direct sunlight. You don't want to do it in fluorescent light. You want to do it in off light. So not direct sunlight, but the reflection of sunlight throughout the room, white light, off sunlight. That's how you look at the tongue. You don't look at the tongue at night under yellow light. You don't look at the tongue with a flashlight. So we've got the perfect time, you've got the perfect place to look at that tongue right now. If you're alone, remember you're never alone, but if you're alone, get a mirror and look at your tongue. Now, if you stick that tongue out, you want it to be pink. If it's red, and you can tell if it's red, that means heat or deficiency. We're going to define heat and deficiency in a minute. If it's purple, I'll tell you right off the bat, If it's purple, right off the bat, that means the blood is too thick. Hyperviscosity of blood. If you've got the computer, open up a second window and look at hypercoagulability of blood. Blood stasis. Big deal. Not going to get into it. Did it on the other shows. But blood stasis, meaning a purplish tongue, is not normal. You don't want that. You want to make that purple tongue pink. Now, if your tongue is whitish or whitish purple, you can tell that. You can tell the difference between a pink tongue, a whitish purple tongue, a big red purple tongue. Do it. You can do this. If it's whitish purple, the blood's deficient. There's not enough blood. And the blood that's there is moving too slow. That's a formula for disaster. If that tongue is purple-red, that's the same kind of problem, except the blood is so hot and fiery and running thick. That's another kind of a disaster. And if it's just pale white, that's blood deficiency. Blood deficiency means all the stuff that's supposed to be in the blood is not there. Very often in anemic tongue, chronic anemia, low tissue oxygen from not enough iron on the hemoglobin molecule, or not enough red blood cells being produced, is going to make the tongue pale white. Let's keep going. I can feel it. You got it. All right. Stick that tongue out and look to see if on the edges of the tongue there are tooth marks. Too many tooth marks on that tongue. When you see tooth marks in the tongue, again, this is frame two or picture two if you're running this off the website, but I think you can do a great job by yourself. If you see tooth marks on that tongue then means you have digestive insufficiencies. The tongue is swollen. Why is the tongue swollen? So let me translate into Western medicine. Why is the tongue swollen? Because every time you eat, as you drop hydrochloric acid in, as you drop bile in, as you drop pancreatic enzyme in, the chemical equations are not elegant. There's too much backlash. There's too much inefficiency in the chemistry of digestion. And when that happens, your belly inflames. When your belly inflames, your tongue inflames. Bloated belly means bloated tongue. Bloated belly means bloated tongue. The tongue will expand out and impress the inside of the teeth. So we say a tooth marked tongue, a scalloped tongue. A tongue with scallops, meaning indentations, means digestion's off. Chinese call it spleen qi deficiency. It has nothing to do with the spleen. It means the pancreas is inflamed. You can do this. You are doing it. When you listen to the archives again, you will be doing this. This is huge. You can self-diagnose. Or should we say you can learn about your health by looking at you. Simple stuff. Simple stuff with a little help. Little help. So, is the tongue pink? Perfect. Is it white? Anemia, blood deficiency. Is it purple? That means the blood's moving too slow. Who cares if the blood's moving too slow? You care. The blood moves slow. It doesn't drain fast enough. And if you can't drain, it's like stuffed up pipes. You use the toilet or the shower. If the pipes are stuffed up, no good. Same thing. If each and every organ in your body cannot drain its poison fast enough through the pipes, it stuffs up to the cell, to the liver, to the kidney, to the spleen, to the heart, to the stomach, to the brain, to the bone marrow, to the pancreas, to the small intestine, to the large intestine, the ovaries, the bone marrow, the cortical bone. To all those body parts, if you can't drain the blood fast enough, metabolites, normal physiological byproducts, build up in those places, and you destroy your pH. the acids build up because you can't drain fast enough. As the acids build up, you create what? Inflammation. Inflammation means more free radical damage to the tissue. That free radical damage to the tissue then invites more inflammation. And then we do what? The fibrin, the fibroblast that's laying down scar tissue. So you scar out the body when the tongue is purple. Now, how extremely do you scar it out? Well, how purple is your tongue? If you're looking at that, your tongue, and it's a mass of whitish purple, that's no good. Got to do something about that. Hopefully, we'll get to that. Move the blood, obviously. Take herbs that allow you to thin and move the blood. Garlic is an herb. Turmeric is an herb. Get herbs. You know where to get great herbs. That's Premier Research Labs. That's where you get great herbs. And if you have your own source of great herbs, well, then trust that source if you're wise in your decision. The point is, a lot of the reasons you take herbs is to move purple blood, move stagnant blood. That's why you exercise. That's why you stretch. That's why you eat clean. So this hyperviscosity of blood is a big deal. It's not a little deal. Then you're going to look at that tongue and see if it's pale. That's oxygen deficiency, blood deficiency. You're not digesting enough. You're not eating enough. You're not eating enough of the right foods. You're bleeding, and so that tongue is pale and white. Scallops in the tongue. Whatever you are eating isn't digesting well. You're bloating. You're inflaming. Your tongue is scalloped. All right, there's the recap. Kidney yin deficiency. Fourth slide. The fourth slide is kidney yin deficiency. Big words for you're hormonally tanked. You are hormonally tanked. Boy, I love the layout of this show, don't you? This is perfect. You can do this. It can teach you so much. You can see it on the website. You can imagine it in your mind. Kidney yin deficiency. It means, in Western translation, that your hormonal system is tanked. You're running on empty. All of us know what it's like to be running on empty. What are you looking at if your tongue is kidney yin deficient? Well, one thing is that tongue is going to be really red. It's going to be red. Hot red. The whole tongue is going to be hot red. You're not going to miss this one. It's this bright, fiery red. It isn't pink. And usually it's dry. Dry and red. It's not slippery. It's just fiery red. If your tongue is fiery red, that's called false heat. The Chinese said, the Vedics said, the Europeans said, medicine was really medicine. They said that if you're running on empty, if you're running out of steam, you're going to go into false heat. False heat meant you're inflamed because you're running on empty. And it would be reflected in the tongue. Fascinating. So you're inflamed because you're running on empty. Because you're out of hormones. No juice. The mojo's gone. Things are thinning out. 50, 60, 70, lots of stress. You've noticed the changes. Sex drive is different, or it's not even a thought. We're drying out. It happens. Someday it happens to all of us, in a sense. We can minimize that. We can reduce it. Certainly not with facelifts and synthetic hormones, but nonetheless, we try. Anti-aging medicine. We try. Wanted to do a show on anti-aging. Okay, a little divergence. Wanted to do a show on anti-aging to counteract deficiency of hormone. But the truth is, get healthy. There it is. Can't put it in a bottle. I'd like to. It would make a great show, except it would be effectively nonsense. So let's skip the anti-aging show. All 106 hours are anti-aging shows. Everything you do is for anti-aging. Kidney yin deficiency, the tongue is bright red and it's dry. There's one sign of it. Here's another sign of it. We say that the root of the tongue is contracted. That means if you stick out your tongue and towards the back of your tongue, it's more narrow so that the front of the tongue is wider and the back of the tongue narrows out. We say that the root of the tongue, the beginning of the tongue, is contracted. So if you're contracted at the root of your tongue, if you're narrower at the root of the tongue, the beginning of it, than you are at the end of it. Kind of looks like a duck's bill or a platypus. I don't know why I said platypus, but it's got something to do with a platypus. If it's narrower at the root and wider at the end, that's another sign of kidney yin deficiency. That's another sign of kidney yin deficiency. So, kidney yin deficiency. Your hormones are thinning out. The beginning of the tongue is narrow, and the end of it is fatter. Or, it's fiery red and dry. Two signs that you tanked, that your tank is empty. Let's get to the third one. Another one is loss of root. There's a coat on the tongue. And in a moment, we're going to get to discuss coat. A coat is that film or that layer. When people do tongue brushing in the morning, they're chewing off, they're scraping off that coat. Well, there's something called loss of root, R-O-O-T. That means the coat just flakes off. So the tongue kind of looks spotted. Some places it's got a coat, and other places there's no coat. The tongue does not have the strength to form a coating. The tongue does not have the strength to have a coat stick to it. The tongue shrivels away from its coat, and so the coat falls off in little spots. If you're looking at the pictures, that is picture number what? Five there. Picture number five is where we have loss of root of the tongue. The tongue looks patchy. Geographic tongue, it's called. Somebody in the medical community started calling this a geographic tongue. I know that because when I ask my clients to stick their tongues out, a lot of times they'll say, oh, my tongue is geographic. And they'll look at me very proudly and stick this big tongue out, and it's spotted all over the place, meaning it's got a coat there, yellow, white coat, and then it doesn't have any coat. So it looks like polka dots. If you have the polka dot tongue, there's been loss of root. Another sign that the hormones are tanked, the body's into the exhaustion phase. So kidney yin deficiency or exhaustion, you can see it three ways. You can actually see it a fourth way, and that's in the back of the tongue, there's a deep depression. And I thought I had a picture of that, but I didn't put it there. In the back of the tongue, there's a deep depression. A little harder to see because I didn't put the picture there, but you can figure it out. If your tongue's got some sort of a line or a level to it, and then as it goes to the back, it just, there's a big dip in it. That's a fourth sign. So the red, the tongue is fiery red and dry. The tongue is more narrow at the root than at the end. The tongue has patches on it where it can't hold its coat, or the back of the tongue has a big depression. So, stick out your tongue in off light with a mirror. Look at it. Look for kidney yin signs. Look for signs of digestive issue, meaning teeth marks. Look to see how purple it is or how pale it is. Make sure you're in off light. We got the perfect day for this. Even outside, the sun is covered. Excellent. Let's get to the organs. The tip of the tongue is the heart. The tip of the tongue is the heart. And that tip, if it's pointed, something's ticking with the heart. If it's red and pointed, add that to an issue. If it's pointed up and it's very tight, meaning the tone, this is tough to sort of come to understand, but if the tongue looks like the surface tension is enormous, like the tongue is encapsulated in a bag, and the bag or the skin of the tongue is so tight it forces the tip up, and that tip is pointed, and that tip is red, that's heart. And there's something going on. Now, what's going on with that organ? That's for supervision. That's to be investigated. That's to bring in other forms of testing and technology. But I will guarantee you this. Chinese medicine has not made a mistake. Ayurvedic medicine has not made a mistake. Ancient European medicine has not made a mistake. The tongue is holographic. I have at least 5 or 6 examples over the last 5 or 6 years of counseling people and telling them, bud, you're on your way to a heart issue. And helping. Yes, you can suspect something, and if people take your hint, go to their cardiologist, get the workups, get the diagnosis, you can save life. This is not a little thing. This is a big thing. Because you can do it from your living room on a Saturday morning when the sun is just at the right place with a mirror by yourself. But it's subtle, but it's profound. But it's simple, but it's profound. And of course, my audience isn't sitting there going, but why didn't the doctors tell us this? Don't drink that Kool-Aid. So you stick out the tongue. Is that tongue coming to a point? On that point, is it red? Are we understanding that the tip of the tongue is the heart? The tip of the tongue may have a dimple, like Kirk Douglas has a chin with a dimple, an indentation at the tip of the tongue. That indentation can be in a chin. It's called a cleft chin. Well, the tongue can be cleft. A dimple in the end of the tongue. If you're looking at the website, that's slide number seven, that's heart blood deficiency. Heart blood deficiency means, let me teach you how sophisticated this is. If someone comes in and says they don't sleep, they've got insomnia, and you ask them to stick out their tongue, and their tongue has a dimple, that means heart blood deficiency. In Chinese medicine, in Ayurvedic medicine, that means that the blood is deficient, literally. It's just not getting enough food. Usually these people are really skinny. Usually these people are vatas. They're slight by their inherent constitution, and then they went vegan or something. And once the blood, the heart blood, we say, is too deficient, the heart does not come to rest at night. The heart does not come to rest at night. These are the people that have to eat often before they sleep. These are people who have to put on 10 pounds, and then they do sleep. I've counseled people hundreds of times to a great night's sleep off dimpled tongues. That's fascinating to me. It's kept me fascinated 25 years. If that's fascinating to you, you've come to the right place. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc. I'm saying hello to my second class. Well, my first class too, but my second class, we meet tomorrow. We're into the game now for what? About a year almost, pretty close. We've learned a lot. We've got another class coming in a very short period of time, my third class. And we learn things like this. We don't diagnose, we don't treat. We don't do anything except teach you. This is an educational forum. This show is education radio. It's like PBS on K-Bright. It's fantastic. I love the privilege. But if I break it down into its atomic level, you can sit there and figure out what's going on with you for nothing. That's the future. We've got Skype video. We've got technologies now. We're off a computer. You can bring the camera onto the computer, and you can beam yourself like Scotty to all parts of the world. And you know I'm already doing it. This week I talked to a couple in Portugal. Portugal. I had someone stick out their tongue on a beachfront in Portugal. And I could see the color of the tongue. I had them open their mouth so I could look at their teeth. And they're on a remote beach in Portugal somewhere. Not in Lisbon, the capital, but somewhere in some lost beach where they chose to live to heal. That is a turn on to me. That is the future. The future of medicine will allow us to do these things. If we could beam you in from some tropical island somewhere, and you were trying to heal serious stuff, and everybody gave you only small chances, and you could go to some tropical place where the air is clean, and the water is pure, and the soil is fertile, and the food is cheap, and you could take yourself $10,000 and cash out, your last credit card, the loan from your family, and you could go to that place. They're all over. I'll leave that to you. Fiji is one place. Islands off Brazil. You name it, there's a big world out there with a lot of places. And I know people who are doing it now. But if you could beam somebody in, this is Star Trek medicine then. And this is using technology. This is using technology to do things we couldn't imagine ourselves doing. That's the future. Let's keep going. The hammer tongue. The tongue. You stick out the tongue, and it looks like a hammer, meaning it's square. Well, they call that hammer tongue. Hammer tongue is when you stick out the tongue, and instead of the tongue sort of coming to some sort of an oblong, elliptical end, it's square at the end. If it's square at the end, that means a ton of emotional grief. We say in Chinese medicine that we house our emotions in the heart. And that makes sense. Heart is mind in Chinese medicine. Things are a little mixed up. You can't thoroughly and completely translate. But we say that you house the mind in the heart, or your emotions are in the heart. And that kind of makes sense. That's an easy translation. But if those mental thoughts and the emotions in the heart are all mixed up and under long-term chronic stress, it makes the tongue square. Now, don't ask me why it makes the tongue square, because then I'm going to ask you, why is the sky blue? Why is vanilla different than chocolate? Why is Laurel not Hardy, and why is Hardy not Laurel? I'm going to ask you those questions. Some things you just got to take the way they are. Point is it authentic? Does it make sense? Yes, tell your medical doctor. Tell your psychiatrist that if he has most of his patients stick out most of their tongues, most of those tongues are going to have a square end, or at least a sizable percentage, or a higher percentage than the population are going to have square tongues at the end. And you know what? If he's open-minded enough to do that, he'll say, gee, you know, I don't know why, but it's true. And it is true. It's like if ears have very sharp creases, there's a definite increase in the probability of heart disease. So if I got a guy that does not believe in medical doctors or cardiologists come in, and he's 60 years old, and I see an arcus senilis in the eye, which is a sign of plaque, and I see a crease in the ear, do you know what I do? I tell him, you go to your cardiologist, and if you don't have a good cardiologist, here's three names, one for the Southland, one for the Midland, and one for Santa Monica and West LA. And I make him go. because he needs it. That's what I want you to learn. I and tongue. I can tell you right now, I'm not going to get to I. I always overshoot, but that's my nature. But we're going to get a chunk of tongue in, so let's keep going. Now, the next couple of slides there, hopefully you can see them. Blood stasis. Blood stasis. I already mentioned a purple tongue. A red-purple tongue. But underneath the tongue, the sublingual. Tongue is lingual. Under the tongue. If you stick it out and look at under the tongue. You know, and I forgot to tell you, when you stick out the tongue, you got to look at it in 5-second frames. Forgot to tell you that. I apologize. 5-second frames. When you stick out the tongue, you can look at it for 5 seconds and you put it back in. You don't hold it stuck out. Because when you hold it stuck out, it chokes the drainage and it changes everything. Everything on the tongue will change after 5 seconds. Excuse me. You're going to get a false reading. So real important, just do this in 5-second frames. Then put it back in, rest it for a few seconds, stick it out again. The tongue, stick it out and look underneath. Now, some of you can't. There's a tissue called the frenulum, under the tongue. It's that little piece of tissue that ties the tongue to the lower tissue area. Frenulum, it's called. F-R-E-N-U-L-U-M, frenulum. And if your frenulum is too tight, you're tongue-tied. Sometimes they cut the frenulum so the tongue can flap. But the point is, if you can stick your tongue out and look underneath, some of you, again, you may have a tougher time. But if you can, over 3 seconds, just look at the veins under the tongue. If they're blue, if they're purple, if they're bulging, no good. If they're blue, if they're purple, if they're bulging, no good. Okay, you've done that a couple of times. That's blood stasis. And under the tongue, if it's blue and purple, and the bowl, it usually means blood stasis in the heart and the lung. If you're clotting up in the heart, if you've got silent clots developing, that are going to be a big problem. You may well see this. A clot is thick blood. So it is highly suggested to look at those veins under the tongue. Because those veins mean that the blood draining the heart and the blood draining the lungs is getting too thick. And that can set you up for issues. So these are clues. Are they cure-all? No. Are they 100% true? Can you have false negatives? Can you look at the tongue and not see any issue with heart and then have a heart problem? Yes. Got to catch that. That's big. If you don't catch that, you're going to completely misinterpret these types of medicines. All medicines that assess you. In Western medicine, we say diagnostic medicines. We won't call these diagnostic. We'll call them assessment tools. But the point is, all assessment tools have false negatives. A mammogram has a lot of false negatives. Blood tests are famous for having false negatives. They didn't see it, and you're in ER the next day. Happens all the time. Same with tongue. Same with eye. Same with muscle testing. The key is, remember what I said, this is Sherlock Holmes. You take all the tools, you integrate them, you look at the symptoms, and then you sit down and look your person, your client in the eye. And you ask them to think with you. You ask them to reach deep into their being, their body, so that you can hit the bullseye, so you can see where they're at. You can see what's coming. It really works. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, 949-873-2127, 949-873-2127. 21-27. Give us a call if you're spinning around, if all the things you do for yourself have unfortunately left you still confused. Call my wonderful office staff. Come on in for a consult. And we'll sit down together and figure it out, because that's what we do. We figure it out. You and me, we create a bond, and we figure out all the little signs and clues and pieces, and we put them together, and we figure out a plan that's right for you. 949-873-2127. My office is absolutely gorgeous. My little artistic designer there, Kathleen, has done an incredible job with the artwork, the furniture, the placement, the lines. Absolutely beautiful Renaissance office. Let's get back to it. Damp heat. Damp heat in the liver gallbladder. Damp heat. What does damp heat mean? Damp heat means when you stick out the tongue and there's this coat. There's this yellow, gooey coat. It's on the back and it comes down the sides of the tongue. When it comes down the sides of the tongue, that's damp heat in the liver and gallbladder. That damp heat, I guarantee you, relates to bile sludge. Yeah, it's called bile sand, bile sludge. It may even mean stones. It may even indicate gallstones. It definitely means that their bile ducts are filled with mucus and snots, fatty snots, maybe infections. If you've got a tongue where it's yellow and coated down the sides and there's red dots on it, that can mean the gallbladder is holding all sorts of snotty, inflamed bile, inflamed tissue that may be infectious. There's a clue. That clue is so invariably correct. You stick that tongue out and down the sides, it's yellow. Usually it's damp and yellow and gooey in the back and down the sides. Now don't say gross. You're not gross. It's gross when you leave it there. It's gross when you don't do anything about it. It's gross when you're afraid to stick out your tongue. It's gross when it's kept inside for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You just got to look at it. I know it hurts. It's like looking in the mirror. Sometimes it just hurts. Do it. Eventually get up the guts to do it. Look at that tongue. A damp, yellow, thicky, mucusy coat in the back and down the sides means the bile is thick, gooey, sludgy. You're not getting biliary stasis. You're not getting bile flow. You got to get to work on that because, you see, once the gallbladder gets that way, you back that up into the breast. My Angelina Jolie show last week, which, thank you, everybody loved. Well, lots of people loved. My Angelina Jolie show last week. If you're interested in the breast thing, health of the breast, this is just simple common sense. If the gallbladder's plugged, if you've got big, thick, yellow curds coming down the side of your tongue, invariably, your biliary system is plugged. If it's plugged, that plug is going to back up into the blood. It's going to back up into the tissues. The fatty tissues of the body, especially the breast, take what the gallbladder can't handle. If the liver and gallbladder can't drain it out, where's all that snot going to go in your blood? It's going to go into your tissues. Don't you love to integrate? Don't you love to integrate? Integration. When you integrate and think with medicine, with healing, that's how you heal. When you don't, when you're reactive rather than proactive, when you think that you're paying holistic practitioners or paying doctors to simply sit and tell you what to do, you're gone. You're going to get to first base and no further. When that tongue has that yellow coat down the sides, the gallbladder's plugged. The gallbladder's plugged, The blood's got to get rid of its poison. It's got to get rid of its poison. So it sends its poison into the tissues. Breast is a great receptacle for snot from the gallbladder. Everything you're supposed to flush out, every carcinogen you're supposed to flush out, most of them go through the gallbladder. Most of them are lipophilic, meaning they're fat-soluble. Pesticides, tons of chemicals, all the benzene-derived chemicals, artificial man-made garbage chemicals like toluene that are carcinogens, in addition to benzene, which is a carcinogen. Every time you're at the gas station and there's some petroleum byproduct that's a carcinogen, all these things mix into fat. That means if they're in your blood because you inhale them, because you're a jet fuel mechanic, you're an auto mechanic, you drive a truck all day, you're out doing construction, all these chemicals are booming, beaming into your blood, and they've got to go out your gallbladder. Stick your tongue out. Look at that damp yellow curd there. Get rid of it. Fix the gallbladder. Fix the liver. And you learned all that from sitting there at breakfast, looking out the window, taking a mirror, and looking at your tongue. That's cool. I may be corny, but that's cool. No, I'm not corny. I'm totally cool, and this is totally cool for you to know. What's not cool is getting your organs cut out. What's not cool is getting sick when your body was giving you every single veritable sign that it needed to make a move on your bile ducts. I'll say amen to that. Stick the tongue out, and it curls up. Stick your tongue out, and it's kind of thin, and it curls up. It cups, a cupping tongue. I want you to call into the show. I want three people to get on the website, get into the comment section, and tell me you have this kind of tongue. In fact, the first three people that do this, a bottle of Carl Legend, Allopro, or Aloe Legend, and vitamin D. I'm going to give out some goodies today. I want to know you're listening and you're proactive. First three people, get on it. I want you to look at your tongue. I want you to tell me what your tongue looks like. But if you're sticking it out and it's cupped up, that's called liver qi constraint. Liver qi constraint. Liver qi constraint means you're internalizing your emotions. Liver qi constraint means you really want to say something and you're not saying it. Liver qi constraint is where your whole biliary system, your liver, is contracting based upon emotional tension. In Eastern medicine, the liver is the organ that allows you to express appropriately. So if it's anger, you express it appropriately. If the liver is imbalanced, you express your anger inappropriately. Or you internalize it, which is inappropriate. So we call it liver qi constraint. The energy of the liver is constrained. Right? If somebody's bugging you, if somebody's on your case, if somebody's betrayed, or if somebody's been unfair, well, you don't want to go over and punch them in the nose. You don't want to curse. You don't want to scream. You don't want to be rude. You don't want to raise your voice. But you have to do something. So as much as it may hurt, you have to say in a civil tone, listen, we got to take a look at this. And the more relaxed you can be in that moment, the more effective you are. Because we know what's going to happen. The other person's always going to get up their heckles, which gets up your heckles. And then two people have gotten their heckles up, and then it all goes downhill from there. So if the liver is functioning appropriately, if the energy is in balance, you can stay relaxed while you assert yourself. If you can't, you either explode or you have liver qi constraint, you internalize. Those people that deal with their tension while internalizing will have a cupped up edge on the tongue. That is fascinating. It's all fascinating. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I'm having a ball. Are you? 949-873-2127. If you're confused and lost and spinning, come on in for some consultation, assessment. We will figure it out. we'll create a plan. Let's keep going. Liver blood deficiency. Liver blood deficiency. We said heart blood deficiency earlier. You're taking notes or you're looking at the website. This is easy. Liver blood deficiency. Why liver blood deficiency? Again, there's a Western hookup here. When you eat and digest your foods, all that digestion goes up to the liver and is stored in the liver via the portal vein. Portal. The portal vein takes all the juice that you digest, all the good food, the vitamins, the minerals, the phytonutrients, the amino acids, the fatty acids, the glucose, and it shunts it up to the liver. It sends it up to the liver via the portal vein. And the portal vein floods the liver with all the goodies. Remember, the liver is that organ that you pull out from the wild animal that you hunt, and you eat that liver. The farm guys used to know that. They all ate liver. Grandma used to prepare liver. We always said liver, that's where there's strength. Why? Because when you digest, when the animal digests, when man digests, it gets all stored in the liver through the portal vein. So when the liver is not getting enough juice, we call it liver blood deficiency. We can see that in the tongue. We can see you're starving in the tongue. When you're starving in the tongue is thin. It's thin, it's small, it's pale. Thin, small, pale. We can see the starvation, the deficiency of the liver, and the liver disperses the essential fatty acids, the amino acids. If your brain needs fat and the liver's got it, the liver gives the brain fat. The liver is like the big breast in the family. The liver is like a food bank. The bone is a mineral bank. The liver is a food bank. You don't get vitamins from your bones. Your vitamins don't generally store, your bones don't generally store vitamins. The marrow of the bone is not where you go for vitamin. If you were out there stranded on the island and you, there was nothing to eat but wild animals, and you speared a wild animal, and you knew that you were vitamin D deficient or you were vitamin E deficient, you wouldn't eat the marrow of the bone. You would eat the liver. So the liver stores all this stuff. When the liver's deficient, you can see it in the tongue. That blows my mind. Liver blood deficiency, liver qi stagnation, damp heat in the liver gallbladder. Absolutely astounding. And we can go on and on and on and on, but I won't. I think we're going to change the subject. You're filled and full of tongue. By the way, we eat tongue. Tongue is served. Tongue is one of the singularly most tasty parts of the animal. Gross! Animals, tongue. Farmers used to do it. Are farmers crude? Are they unsophisticated? Are farmers not connected to God? Do farmers not grow our food? Do farmers not have respect for animals? Was this not country? Was it not founded by farmers? Isn't something wrong with the world because all those farms are disappearing? Well, guess what? Back then, when you slaughtered an animal and praised God, you ate its body parts. You ate the pancreas. You took out the small intestine. You ate the spleen. You ate the pancreas. It's called sweetbread. And you ate the tongue. We still sell tongue. We sell tongue at Jerry's Deli. At Deli's, we sell tongue. I'd like to have some tongue. Except we call that gross now. Tongue is gross. Well, you know what? That's because we don't treat our animals right. But the farmers from the old school, they loved their animals, even though they had to slaughter them. That's balance. Enough with the tongue. A couple of things about the eye. The eye is the window to the soul. That was the root of iridology. Iridology. I don't mean what your ophthalmologist tells you. I mean, and we have big microscopes. I have one. We take a picture of the eye. And then we take a look at it. We blow it up on a computer screen and we study it. It's called iridology. And as we analyze somebody in iridology, we can learn about their organs. Great correlation, the Germans. If you get to the website on straighttalk.cc, you can see the history of iridology. So look at what we're building here. If you walk in and sit down, I'm a dangerous man. I'm dangerous. Because I'm looking at all sorts of things that you don't know I'm looking at. I'm Sherlock Holmes. You're Sherlock Holmes. We're Sherlock Holmes. Health is a hunt. Health is a hunt. Health is a portfolio. Health is a comprehensive hunt where we're using the eye and the tongue and the pulse and the nails and the shape of the face and the shape of the ears and the sound of you and the feel of you. And we're putting it all together. And then we're looking at all your intake forms, all the medical tests, all the different things that your MDs have told us. We're throwing it all together and we're saying, this is where we think we need to work. That's health. That's health. That is health. There it is in a nutshell. It is not what herb do I take for my symptom. 949-873-2127, straighttalk.cc. Call the line if you need help or come to the school. Do something. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Ciao, ciao.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.